Joining us now, Steve Moore, economist at the Heritage Foundation, also served as an economic advisor to the Trump campaign. Hey, Steve, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Glad to have you.
Good morning, guys.
Let's talk about the president's tax cuts. Great polls on this. Americans are starting to see a difference in their paycheck. They're liking it. So congratulations. Kudos to you on that. Are the Democrats, though, making a mistake by continually pounding the tax cuts?
Well, first of all, thank you for the congratulations, because I think I predicted on the show a few months ago, when the tax cut only had about a 25% approval rating, that as people saw what would happen with this tax bill and they saw the increase in their paychecks and they saw how companies would respond to this, which they've done in an incredibly positive way, that you'd see a steady increase in support for this. And that's exactly what's happened. So now I think the latest poll has a majority of Americans now supporting the tax bill. And that's caused big problems, by the way, for the Democrats, because they wanted to make the 2018 November elections a referendum on the tax bill. You know, as a conservative, I'd like nothing more than that right now. Yeah, let's have it out. Let's have the Democrats explain why it is that every single one of them voted for the biggest tax cut for families and businesses that we've had in 30 years. And I just have one other thing. As one of the people who worked on this, as you know, my buddy Larry Kudlow had a big impact on this. We told Trump that this would have a positive impact on the economy, but I have to say I'm blown away by this. I mean, this has worked much better than so far than even I thought it would.
Really? So you're telling us you were underselling it to us? Because I feel like you were going wild on this thing.
Well, yeah, I was. But look, I mean, could anybody have predicted 4 million, now we're about 4.2 million Americans would get immediate pay raises or bonuses or salary increase or increase in their 401k plans? I mean, literally, I'll be walking down the street and people will come to me. Are you the guy who worked on the Trump tax plan? Thank you for doing that. And a lot of those people are just working class people who are, you know, getting maybe a $1,000 bonus, $1,500. And I know Nancy Pelosi thinks that's crumbs, but you know, somebody making $40,000 or $50,000, an extra $1,500 means maybe they can take a vacation or pay down their credit card bill or pay the huge cost of Obamacare. There are a lot of things people can do with that money.
Yep.
And now we're starting to see, I think the reason you're seeing a real shift in opinion about the tax bill is, look, the left media and the Democrats just flat out lied to the American people. I mean, they basically told the middle class, your taxes will go up if this tax bill is enacted. Americans don't want their tax bills going up, but of course that I worked on the bill. 91% of Americans actually get a tax cut, and they're now seeing it in their paycheck.
Well, you know who to blame if your wallet is giving you back problems this year. That's Steve Moore. Steve, let me ask you about CPAC. As conservatives gather, I'm curious to find out where you view the state of fiscal conservatism, because it was just a couple weeks ago that Republicans joined Democrats in voting to lift these budget caps. We're looking at, you know, the debt is growing meaningfully to the point that people like Senator Mike Lee says we have to change course or else we're headed for disaster. Is fiscal conservatism on life support, or does it have backers still?
That's a good question. I mean, look, I'm not quite as dire about the situation as some people are, but I'm certainly concerned about it. I mean, look, the budget that Republicans passed 2 weeks ago now was a disgrace. It was a disgrace. I can't defend it. You know, they basically just took a Mack truck and blew right through those spending caps, which, by the way, were having a very positive effect in reining in spending. And it turns out Republicans don't want to cut spending any more than Democrats do. And so you had this bipartisan spending splurge. By the way, it's interesting to me, you know, everybody's railing on the Republicans for this, as they should, but it's not as if Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are blameless in this either. I mean, they were the ones who said, we won't increase any spending on our military unless you give us an equal amount of money for the social program.
But unlike Republicans, they haven't pretended to be fiscal conservatives.
Well, that's true. I'm just saying that, look, there was, if the Republicans wanted to get additional money for the military, and we can debate whether that was necessary, but if they wanted it, the only way they could get it through the Senate, because, you know, it takes 60 votes to get things through the Senate, the only way they could get it is to play ball with Schumer and give him more money for the social programs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I am concerned about this, but I will say this. You know, I would just characterize the Republican Party now and the conservative movement as a growth movement. We're for growth, we're for jobs, we're for higher wages and salaries. And if we can get the economy continuing to grow like it is now, that will mean more people are going to pay, you know, taxes. Less people are going to be collecting welfare. You know, the best way to bring down this deficit is to grow the economy. So I like that part of it, but I agree with you, Vince. I think that what Republicans have done on the budget is, and by the way, they don't want to touch the entitlement programs, and that's where we know, you know, 3/4 of the money is in these entitlements, and they don't want to touch them.
Yeah, very quickly, Steve, on a state level, you've got a lot of states. You've got California, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, these states with really high local state taxes, and some of them careening towards being fiscally insolvent. What happens to them?
So Art Laffer and I have a big study coming out that is making the point that there are about 5 states. You know, one of the biggest changes we made in that tax bill was getting rid of the state and local tax deduction. And that means no longer are people in red states, you know, like, you know, Florida and Texas and Tennessee going to have to pay higher federal taxes to subsidize, you know, places like Washington, D.C. and California and New York. That's going to put a lot of pressure on those blue states. We'll see what they do. Will Washington, D.C. cut its income tax? Will California? Will New York? Will New Jersey? And if they don't, you know, I was just down south in Florida and Tennessee, and I was giving some speeches there, and I said, if they don't start cutting their taxes, I don't know if it's good or bad news for the people in the South, but the Yankees are coming. You're going to see a lot of people moving out of the high-tax Northeast, and they're going to be moving to states like Texas and Tennessee and Florida, and then some of those mountain states like Utah, where taxes are much more reasonable. And you know, I'm not sure Jerry Brown and people like Andrew Cuomo are capable of cutting taxes.
Well, no, they're coming up with other schemes. In California, they're thinking about making it a charitable donation to give money to the state.
I love that.
And so you can deduct it for your federal taxes.
Your tax now a charity. Yeah, the California state government is a 501c3 charitable. And they're also suing the government as if they have some kind of a constitutional right to a tax write-off.
Well, if there's one thing that everyone at CPAC is going to agree on, it's that California is crazy. Steve Moore, really appreciate it, as always. Economist at the Heritage Foundation.
See you guys at CPAC.
See you at CPAC. Thanks, Steve.